Gee, I've never heard Funny Valentine sung like that. You've got a lot of kind of operatic quality to your voice here and there.
I try to control it, and my vibrato is a little, when I'm, you know, when I'm working a lot, it gets a little broader, and I sometimes try to kill that. And sometimes I think it's a more beautiful sound when there isn't so much vibrato. But I do have a wider range than people anticipate, probably because over electric instruments, you have to really push up into what are really tenor notes. I can sing up to kind of comfortably up to F above middle C, and I can actually sing up to kind of A above middle C, which is definitely tenor register.
Yeah.
Although those notes require a lot of power and strain to get them.
It's very exciting to hear those high notes.
It can be exciting, and then the lower register, it's I can sing down to, you know, a couple of octaves below middle C.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing all of that. You've written a lot of songs. You seem very prolific in your songwriting. How far back does some of them go?
Of the published songs.
Like, what was your first song?
My first song, and I'm not making a joke here, I wrote when I was 13. It was in the key of E minor, and it was called Winter. So it was a typical teenage kind of song.
Is it something you would still perform?
I just remember vaguely. It was gloomy, you know, it was a gloomy sort of minor chord song. I've always been attracted to those. And I didn't really, I suppose I was about 18 when I started to get the idea that maybe the songs I was writing were reasonably individual.
Well, did you go out and sort of start to get a gig, or did people...
I've been playing in public since I was 13. I learned to play, and within a few months of learning to play the guitar, I was playing in public.
But for no money, just in
Liverpool? Folk clubs. Originally in West London, and then my mother and I went to live in Liverpool in 1970. And so my first paid gigs were just in folk clubs, because that's where you could go if you were a guitar player and singer. Although I had all sorts of different ideas of music in my head, and I had a big experience of music, the music that I was playing at that moment was based around the acoustic guitar. And then a little bit later, I played in a band. And when I went back to live in, when I left school and went back to live in London, I played in rock and roll bands and gradually got a start and started to take my songs around to publishers and mostly have the door slammed in my face. But
you must have had a lot of persistence.
I did have quite a degree of persistence. I was like a lot of people in their late teens. You know, I was kind of arrogant, really. And I thought I was pretty good. And I think really by the time I was recording, I got on the road to recording when I was 22, and I was still working in an office, and a small label took an interest in me and had put me in the studio recording originally what they regarded as demos for other artists, but in the end it turned out that they became some of the recordings for my first album.
But that's when you started.
And that's when, and it had sort of, so I had about a 3 or 4 years of knocking on doors and getting nowhere, and sort of an overnight success in 77. Where my first record kind of got a lot of attention. And about 1980, I switched from writing on the guitar to largely writing on the piano. Once I could afford a piano, I bought a piano. I didn't drive a car at the time, so I suppose I spent the money that I might have spent on a car on a piano. It's a lot more use for a musician,
but
really.
Along the way, you learned all these standard tunes by some of the great writers, you know, like Jerome Kern. And
well, I tried to make a bridge. I had a conscious decision in about 1980. As I said, I began writing on the piano, and I also started to try and, in a way, learn from the music that I had literally grown up with as a child rather than as a teenager. Around that time, I wrote the song Almost Blue, which is the one song that it's been most interpreted by the broadest range of artists. It's been done in movies. I wrote it for Chet Baker before I met him, but he later recorded it, and it's been recorded by several other jazz artists, and it's the one that's most obviously indebted to what we would call the standard format. You know, it has that kind of structure to it.
It's a great tune.
It's the most obviously indebted tune.
Would you like to do that now?
I'd be glad to, yeah.